There's four phases that God wants to take you through to prepare you to be at the right place at the right time to receive what God wants you to have. Number one, your determination will be tested.
This is Straight Talk.
Hey friends, welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Hollick here in the studio with Pastor Mark Job, Senior Pastor at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Pastor Mark, this is an exciting message you're bringing to us today, especially because I think some people listening right now, they don't realize what's at stake in what they could accomplish, what God wants to do through them, through their divine destiny. And I believe God's going to use this message to draw people into stepping out into that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, this message, I've entitled it Divine Drive. Do you really want it? What I've discovered, Joshua, is that oftentimes we don't really pursue the things that God has for us aggressively. Mm-hmm. And we miss the opportunity. I believe that when Jesus looked to choose disciples, he didn't choose the brightest, the smartest, the richest. He chose those disciples that were most hungry.
Yeah, that's good.
And I look around oftentimes, and who I want to invest in are people that have a divine drive, a hunger for more of God, a hunger to be used of God. In this story, you're going to learn that God looks for that. And when he finds someone that has a divine drive, not a selfish drive, but a divine drive, yeah, it opens up the door for a double portion.
That's good. That's good. Well, this message is going to charge your faith. And if you say, I do have a divine drive, I want more, I want to grow, we have a resource for you. If you go to Pastor Mark Job, JOBE.com, Pastor Mark Job, you can download for free the Straight Talk app and listen to these messages that will charge your faith, take you deeper, and develop your life. And really, here at Straight Talk, that's our passion, is to help serve you into that divine potential. Pastor Mark, thank you for this message. Let's go there now. It's in 2 Kings chapter 2, and it's called Divine Drive. Do you really want it?
My son Grant played football through high school, and my wife just recently said, oh, I miss going to the football games and, you know, the cold and sitting in the stands and cheering them on. And I was like, yeah, I don't that much right now. I just remember how cold it is sometimes, and you're trying to cheer and you're just freezing. But I love the excitement of the game. And in his junior year, he was playing cornerback. And those of you that aren't super familiar with football, the cornerback is the guy that has to try to intercept the ball or keep the other team from catching the ball. So that's basic 101. And so it was the last game of the season, his junior year. We were in the stands. It was cold. And we were watching the game. Grant was out in the field, and he was playing his position. They were actually ahead. And, I mean, the crowd was cheering. Our side of the team was cheering. And I kept getting a phone call that said, this is an emergency, emergency. Normally, I ignore it. My wife said, you should get that. So in order to hear the call, I had to kind of get away from the crowd. And I went over there and tried to find a place where I could actually talk to this person on the phone. And while I was making a call trying to hear this person who had an emergency, the ball was thrown, and Grant saw it coming, and he ran as fast as he could. He had to get that energy and jumped right in front of the guy that was supposed to catch the ball, and Grant made an interception. The crowd cheered. I was on the phone. I didn't know why they were cheering because I couldn't see what was happening. And then when I got back, my wife said, you missed it. And I thought to myself, yeah, it was ironic that I missed it, but Grant was at the right place at the right time because he made an effort to be there. Here's what I want you to know. Some of you today are going to miss your opportunity to receive what God wants you to get, because you don't have the drive and determination to be at the right place and stay at the right place that God wants you to be. And so I want you to hear this message today, because I do not want anybody in this auditorium not to make the effort to run, to be right at the place where God wants you to be at this season of life, to receive all that God wants you to have. Amen? So 2 Kings chapter 2 is about that. And I want you to see in this chapter, four-phase process to prepare you for that moment, that divine moment in which you can receive a double portion. This story is about two prophets. One's name is Elijah, and the other one's name is Elijah. It's confusing because their names are really similar. And so sometimes Elijah is the older, Elijah is the younger. I'm just clarifying that just in case you get it confused. It's kind of like being here at New Life Midway. It's Pastor Mark and Pastor Mike. And it gets really confusing because I have people come up to me and say, "Hey, Pastor Mike, thank you for that text you sent me." I'm like, "Yeah, you're welcome." And I walk away thinking, "Did I send a text? I don't remember that." And so just want to clarify it in advance. And I want to begin reading in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elijah were on their way to Gilgal." If you're taking notes today, there's four phases that God wants to take you through to prepare you to be at the right place at the right time to receive what God wants you to have. Number one, your determination will be tested. This is the phase where your determination will be tested. Now, I want you to note here that Elijah had this inclination that a season of transition was about to happen. He knew that something was about to change, that there was change in the air, that it would not be the same as it was before. So they were preparing for that change that was about to take place. And the verse 2 says, "Elijah, the older prophet, said to Elijah, the younger prophet, 'Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel.' But Elijah said, 'As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.' So they went down to Bethel." I want to just pause for a second. And there's something powerful here that I want you to understand. Elijah, the younger man, about 7 or 8 years before, he was a farm boy. He was plowing the ground with his oxen. And out of the nowhere, Elijah the prophet came to him and said to him, "Hey, you have a call on your life." And he took a cloak and he put it on them. And this man went from being a farm boy, just kind of doing farm stuff, to say, "I will follow you because I have a call on my life." And for the next 7 to 8 years, most scholars believe it was, all he did was basically carry Elijah's suitcase. All, we don't hear of any message that he preached. We don't hear of any miracle that he did. We don't hear of any extraordinary feats that he accomplished. For 7 to 8 years, he's anonymous. He's second. We hear a lot about Elijah, things that he did, the miracles that he accomplished. He was in the spotlight, but we hear nothing about the farm boy, Elijah. He seems to be in the background. I mean, he left his career, he left his farm just to follow the prophet around and carry his suitcases, make the arrangements, help him out, open the door, walk beside him, 7 or 8 years of anonymity. Some people could say, what a waste. I mean, that is wasted time. He might have thought to himself, you know, by this time, if I would have stayed plowing the ground at my father's house and doing that work, I would have a house, maybe a wife, kids, maybe it would be a lot better. But he was serving in anonymity. Can I tell you something? There are some of you that don't understand the fact that this time right now that you are serving and it's hard, that God is preparing you for lessons that you couldn't learn any other way but the way you're learning them right now. Sometimes it's in the obscurity of just doing what you know is right to do when maybe no one else is noticing, when it's hard to do it, but you're just serving. You just say, God, I know you want me to do this. I know you want me to serve. I know it's hard. I may not be recognized. Other people may be saying, why are you doing it? Why are you wasting your time? But I'm doing what God is calling me to do because I believe that God has me at this place at this time. After 7 or 8 years, the Bible says, that finally Elijah the prophet says to Elijah, hey, I'm going to Bethel, but I want you to stay here. Now, if you look at that word in the Greek, stay here, the word really means to settle. Hey, I'm going on to Bethel. I want you to settle and stay here. He's telling his apprentice, hey, there's a price to pay if you're going to go any further. There's a price to leadership. There's a price to calling. There's a price to double portion. There's a price to be at the place where God wants you to be and to receive what God wants you to receive. There's a price. Do you want to pay it? Because it's easier just to settle. Don't go the extra mile. Just stay here. Stay here, Elijah. You see, God was giving Elijah an opportunity to not pursue leadership, to not go to the next place, to not receive his calling. He was giving him an off-ramp. Hey, you don't have to go there if you don't want to, because it's hard. It may be hard. You sure you want to go? Just this past week, I heard one of our young pastors that planted one of our New Life congregations a couple years ago, and he was telling a group of people how he was led to plant that congregation. And he said, I barely knew Pastor Mark, but I knew they had a vision to plant, and I sat down, and he, all I remember is he spent the next 45 minutes trying to talk me and my wife out of church planting. That's what he said. He said, I sat down with Pastor Mark, and he told me how hard it was going to be, how scarce the resources, how difficult it was going to be, how challenging it was going to be, how it's hard to raise people, how discouraging it was going to be. And he said, for 45 minutes, he tried to talk me out of it. He said, my wife and I walked away thinking, was Pastor Mark trying to talk us out of that? Let me tell you why. Because I believe when someone's called, you can't talk them out of their calling. I believe when someone is following Jesus, you can't talk them out of following Jesus. They're going to follow anyway. When someone knows what they're going to do, they can't talk people out of marriage when their mind is determined, I'm going to marry that woman. You can't talk them out of it. If you can talk them out of it, then it's probably not the time. Elijah, the seasoned prophet, is telling this young man of God, this young prophet, hey, I'm calling you to a new level. There's a new season. There's a calling on your life, a new place, something that you're going to do. But I'm telling you, if you don't want to go there, it may be hard. There's a price. Why don't you just stay here? Because I'm moving on. And I want you to notice what Elijah's response was. He says, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. You see, his mind was determined, I'm gonna follow my calling. I'm going to step into what God has called me to do. I'm going to follow God with all of my heart, no matter how difficult it's going to be. As surely as you live and as surely as God lives, I will not leave you.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Divine Drive. Do you really want it? It's from our brand new series called See the Change. And after tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Kings with his message called Divine Drive. Do you really want it?
Here's what I want you to understand. Write this down. Desire can get you started, but only determination will keep you on the path to a double portion destiny. Desire can get you started, but it's going to be determination. That determination that says, I'm going to follow God, I'm going to fulfill my calling, I have a gifting and I have a place, something that God wants me to do, and I will not be dissuaded out of it. I will hang in there even when it's tough. I will stay the course. I will run as fast as I can to get to the place where God wants me to be, even though I'm tired, to receive all that God has for me. So here's what it says. The company of the prophets at Bethel came to Elijah and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" He said, "Yes, I know." Elijah said, replied, "So be quiet." So three times, Elijah the prophet, the older Elijah, says to Elijah, he's at Gilgal and he's about to go to Bethel, another town. And he says, "Hey, why don't you stay behind and let me go?" And Elijah says, "No, I'm going with you." When he gets to Bethel, he says, "Hey, I'm going to Jericho. Why don't you stay behind?" And Elijah says, "No, I'm going with you." He gets to Jericho and he says, "Now I'm going to Jordan. Why don't you just stay behind?" And he says, "No, I'm going with you." Can I tell you something? Listen, if you're not pursuing something from God, if you're not chasing after something with determination, if you're not saying, "God, use me as a husband, as a wife, in my ministry, to raise my children, to break a cycle, to be a cycle breaker, legacy maker," if you're not chasing after something, then you're wasting your life. You need to have a vision, a dream, a God-given calling that's so powerful inside of you that no one can talk you out of it. Elijah said, "No, I'm going to chase after it. I'm going to pursue it." You say, "Well, Pastor, I don't know my calling." Well, you don't always have to know your calling, but you need to know that you're called. You say, "Well, I don't know exactly what I'm called to do." You don't have to know that yet. You say, "Well, how do I figure it out?" I can guarantee you start chasing after God, you'll figure out your calling. Press in to pursue God. And the closer you get to God, the clearer your calling will become. The more focused your vision will be. So if you don't know where to go, if you don't know exactly, then chase after God. Start serving wherever God puts you to serve. And soon you'll start discovering a burden, a passion, a mission, your calling. And Elijah said, "No, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to pursue it." Can I tell you something else, by the way? What I've discovered? I've discovered that there's always an opportunity to quit the closer we are to the calling that God has for us. There's always an off-ramp. In fact, I think the closer you get, the more off-ramps you're going to find. There's always something that says, "Hey, really? Are you going to do that? Hey, really? Are you going to pursue God in your singleness and walk in purity? Really? Are you going to do that? I mean, look at that guy over there. He's looking pretty good. You really want to live for God as a single girl? There's an off-ramp. Every weekend, there's an off-ramp. You don't have to serve God. You don't have to follow God. You really want to do that? There's an off-ramp. The closer you get to your calling, the closer you get to being used of God, you will find off-ramps that say, "Exit here. Exit here. Exit here." Why stay on that path? It's hard. It's difficult. It's tiring. Why don't you just exit? And let me tell you, sometimes the closer we get to the place where God is going to use us, the more exit ramps we're going to find, because the enemy doesn't want you to live out your mission and your destiny. The enemy doesn't want you to reach the place where God can give you a double portion. There'll be a lot of exit ramps on the way to your calling. Number two, not only your determination will be tested, but secondly, your faith will be stirred. So finally, after three times of not giving up, Elijah the prophet realized, hey, this young man's not going to give up. He's chasing after this. So he gets to the Jordan. In verse 7, it says, 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the people where Elijah and Elijah had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, he rolled it up, and he struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two men crossed over on dry ground. I don't know if you remember what the Jordan was, but the Jordan was the place where the people of Israel had to cross to enter into the promised land. Do you remember the story years ago? In other words, the Jordan symbolizes a crossing point. It's the place of baptism, the Jordan River. It's the place of, there's a before and there's an after. There's this side of the Jordan and there's that side of the Jordan. When the people of Israel, led by Moses and then were led by Joshua, when they were about to enter into the promised land, God said to them, on the other side of the Jordan is your promised land. But before you get to the other side of the Jordan, before you get to the promised land, you're going to have to make a decision that you're going to cross over. Man, I'm speaking to someone here today. See, we all want the promised land, but many of us are afraid to cross over. There are decisions that you make in life that cross you over. Sometimes you reach the edge of the Jordan and you have to decide, am I going for it or am I not? And am I going to stay on this side? Now, there's people that I know that stay on that side of the Jordan all their life. They pace back and forth. They look at the promised land. They say, that would be nice. Maybe one day it would be good. I'm not ready yet. I have a lot of stuff to do over here. Maybe it's going to happen. One day it's going to happen. Boy, it sure looks good over there. I know some people that crossed over, but I'm not quite ready yet. And some of you have camped on this side of the Jordan for years. I know people that have been postponing making a decision to follow Christ for years. You look and you say, one day I'm going to follow Jesus. I have a friend that did, and he got baptized, gave his life to Christ. Man, he really changed. Good for him. One day that's going to be me. But you see, I'm still living with my girlfriend, and I hate to kick her out. We've been together for 10 years. She doesn't really want to go forward. One day. One day I'm going to get serious about God and cross over. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be the day. And when I do, it's going to be powerful. But, you know, I'm not quite ready yet. But one day, yeah, one day, it's going to happen. Some of you have been saying one day for years. You're getting old on this side of the Jordan. I mean, it's been a long time. You set up camp on this side of the Jordan. You've built a house on this side of the Jordan. You're cutting your grass on this side of the Jordan. Yeah, it's not a tent anymore. It's not I'm going to be there. You've gotten comfortable on this side of the Jordan. And can I tell you something? There comes a time in life where you have to decide, am I in or am I out? Am I crossing or am I not? There comes a time when you have to take a step in your life, a bold step in your life that says, I'm crossing to the other side. There's a before and there's an after. I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. Elijah had been chasing after Elijah for a long time, but there came a time where Elijah got to the Jordan. Elijah the prophet got to the Jordan. He took his cloak and he looked at Elijah like, are you coming with me? Because after you cross, there's a point of no return. There's some of you here that have never given your life to Christ. You've never said yes to Jesus. You've never bowed your knee. You've never gone to the waters of baptism. You've never said, I'm choosing to follow Jesus as my Lord and Savior. There's a point of no return. There's a point of no return when you actually cross. You take a step. You say yes. And some of you, God is challenging you. You need to do that soon. It's a time. There's a call.
This concludes the first half of our second message in our series called Divine Drive. Do you really want it? Our series is called See the Change. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. And as I mentioned earlier, Straight Talk Radio is a ministry of Pastor Mark, and if you would like a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. You can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find over 200 messages from Pastor Mark and a Bible app that will help you with your spiritual walk. Before you go, we invite you to visit us at our Midway location where you can hear Pastor Mark in person. It's 5101 South Keeler in Chicago near Midway Airport. If you're on the train, it's the Orange Line at the Pulaski stop. Join us at 9:30 or 11:30 a.m. Thank you so much for listening. And on behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the entire Straight Talk team, have a great evening. God bless.